You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Able Force Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road. Rumbullion? Is that right? Should have read that first.
Indeed you are.
Thanks for that, indeed. Thanks.
Everyone's better off for
Everyone
that.
Everyone says indeed up here. We need to cut it out of the BFM vocabulary. But
yes,
good news,
yes,
everyone.
Yes. Oh, wait, I've got one.
Yes.
I've got one. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Hey, welcome to Cocktail Corner, as mentioned in the sting.
Cassie's back.
Cassie's here from Love Bucket 309 K Road.
Thanks for having me again. Hey. Living my best life in the studio here.
You guys are, can I just say, you guys are delivering the goods on the cocktail front. I must, you know, just
but
gotta sing your
praises
from the
rooftop.
Also,
it's just really hard to give directions to other people, so it's best once someone's come here to just keep using that same person. Like breadcrumb scenario.
Yeah, no, I'm getting positive feedback, which is nice. I'm getting a lot of people, more than expected, coming into the bar and having a yarn about cocktails and spirits and everything. They're really testing my knowledge, picking my brain.
Oh, fantastic. And I can see here on the deck at BFM that we've got...
On the deck?
There's
a few droppers.
There's a lot of ingredients going in tonight's cocktail.
It's reminding me of early big day outs, looking at those droppers.
What else is there? I mean,
I feel like, yeah.
Like, what have you got? What have you got? Where do we start?
We have quite a bit going on in this one. So this one's probably a little bit more fancy in a way, and it's going to be a stir down one today. So if you've got
stir
a nice,
down.
Yep, it's going to be in a mixing glass. There's going to be no aggressive shaking this week. So this one we call the East India Trading Co.
Nice.
And
okay.
It's,
I'm familiar with that scenario. I've lived in the Caribbean.
Good. All right, this works for me. This is great. You actually know what's going on. Perfect.
Familiar with those.
This one is like an updated version of the cognac-driven East India cocktail, so that's a pretty solid classic. So we've taken it and
Is John holding it right now? Is John modelling the bottle?
He is modelling the 1840
cognac. Quite a dimple
cognac.
In the butt end of that bottle, isn't it? That's almost like a wine dimple territory.
It's quite fancy. Gotta be honest.
Hey, wait, hang on, wait. Still not that good. Actually, it's just full. You need to, like, what you want is a couple of sips out of that.
That sounded good, though.
I don't bring
beautiful bottle.
Things.
And we have had this up here before, thanks to Neat Spirits. Delicious. Delicious, so...
It is very tasty. It goes down very well
in that,
this
what was
one.
It? Two deliciouses, I think. John
delicious,
said.
Delicious.
Delicious, I think. They've become okay. Plural.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to stop. Anyway. So, basically, I'm sure... people know this, but it's named for the English East India Trading Company that kind of opened up in like 1600 to take advantage of the spice trade happening up in that region. And I don't know if this is a more little known fact, but they were basically the company were allowed in their charter to have their own private army, which then yielded that massive British rule over India and that region for probably about 200 years. So this beverage encompasses all the regional spices and things, and then we've taken it and put a little twist on it, and of course put the ever delightful rum bullion in there as well, the spiced rum of the last few weeks.
Rum bullion, spiced rum.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. That was your intro.
Indeed.
All right, shall we?
Yes.
We shall.
Give me measurements and ingredients.
I will. First of all, we actually start off.
Well, do you want to chuck a goddammit on the end of that, John?
Maybe there will be aggressive shaking this week.
The rum bullion is going in the glass.
So a tiny amount, though. You want a really tiny amount because you're actually just washing the glass out with the rum bullion. Sort of
AKA
that.
Familiarizing the glass. Or
so
just make, is this for people that don't have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
So sterilized.
Alcoholics that don't have a dishwasher. So you just want to wash it out. If you've got a little bit remaining in there, just toss it aside. But you should have basically bathed the glass in the rum bullion just to give it that overarching
wash. If you didn't, you put too much in. Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yeah. Look, if you can make
don't kid yourself. Don't pour yourself a rum bullion shot.
Yeah.
Don't.
If you can make a pretty decent puddle with it, you've probably gone too far. But we can rebuild though.
So you've bathed.
I have bathed my coupe glass. You're serving it in a coupe.
I don't know if I've seen a bathe before. Have we? It feels new to me.
This is new.
Yeah.
We can talk it through later in like deeper.
It's like everything's okay. Like, I'm gonna be okay. I think.
Everyone's okay with it.
I'm cold and frightened.
And then we're going to start off in the mixing glass with some tiki bitters, which is pretty much old favorite for us now. We've talked about those pretty much every week.
Powerful. So you want bitters? I went it was powerful. Bitters are powerful.
Was that a couple heavy dashes?
Yeah, you always want like two decent dashes of those ones. And then you move on to the burlesque bitters, which are like a berry floral kind of thing. So these ones in particular are like a hibiscus, acai kind of situation with spice to them. If you want to give me your hand, I'll give you a little taste.
Okay, let's do it. Or was that too much?
Can I bite?
It's never too much.
Oh, it's colliery.
Oh, you don't want an incline on the hand. You're going to lose your bitters. There you go.
What I'm enjoying is the beaker that this is all going in. It's got that little crystal pattern of Nana's ashtray,
right,
but also has the beaker delivery access point of when you want to make a big thing and pour it into other things.
It says I'm fancy, but I'm also here to lay down some serious beverage.
Functional fancy is a great place to live. You just want to live right there.
The burlesque. Right. Bitters laid down the heavy tang on my tongue, I must say.
I probably should have given you a heads up. So they're strong. And then you've got the frankincense bitters. You want two heavy dash of those
from
as
beyond
well.
Beyond the grave.
I don't know. I recommend you have a little try of these bad boys as well. So this particular frankincense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite full.
That just almost just evaporates in your mouth and goes straight up your nose in a sense.
Yeah. Good for the sinus.
Have you
see the coughing?
I feel like,
says
does this all end with some kind of hex on me? And then
I come in here every week and frighten you with the bitters.
Toil and trouble. Well, it is frankincense.
It is indeed frankincense.
Let the record show that John quoted a little Macbeth there.
I would need to be fact checked on this, but I'm quite certain frankincense is a result of either burning or something in the region of going for an African tree. And so you're burning it. You can use it as incense as well.
Okay.
So that's like its origin. Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
What's going on now?
So we're doing basically a bar spoon, which is probably a little bit bigger than a teaspoon of curacao, like dry curacao, which is like an orange liqueur.
That's
basically
the very spot. That's my very
can
spot.
Can you spell
that
curacao
in
for me? How do you spell curacao?
Oh, it's got a weird SC in it, mate. It's you kind of can't. You kind of can't.
It's unspellable.
This feels like one of these drinks where I've got to kind of go and do like 4 or 5 night classes, and then go and get the stuff to make the drink.
It's more of a, it's got like a laundry list of ingredients, once you've got them all in front of you, it's really simple. It's just adding it in and making sure you've got everything in there, and they complement
but
it
around
there's no S in it.
No,
okay?
The second C is like that trippy kind of, it's got a little hook on it. For like,
you can
like,
still say it in the way that you want it. It's a bit curacao.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
there you go. So, had a heavy bar spoon of curacao, where are we now?
Okay, I have to Google it or John won't believe anything I say, so I'll just quickly.
We're now at the Pierre Ferrand 1840 Cognac. Cognac, for anyone at home that is not aware, is like a form of brandy.
Yeah, look at the C, John. It's got a weird little hook on the end of it. Okay?
Oh, it's a C.
No. But you see the little, it's got a little tail, almost like it's dangling its foot in the water to say, we're by the water.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You want 30 mils of the Pierre Ferrand as well. Just
I kind of wanted to die when you said
note.
That pun.
You said that. I was wondering if I should go there, and I did. I guess.
Wait, what did you do? Sorry, you did something.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, we should keep up to date with what's going on there. What did
your
you
East India Trading Co. will be off balance.
We're getting swindled by the East India Trading Co.
That was 30 mils of the of the cognac.
Pierre Ferrand cognac.
Yep, and then we're going 20 mils of the Bitterman's liqueur. So it's like a pineapple liqueur. Tepache, I believe.
Pierre Ferrand cognac.
Is
that a light
color?
Is that a light color for a cognac? Team?
Necessarily.
Some cognacs add caramel to make the color darker.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's not, it's just more like the image at that point. Yeah.
Very tasty cognac, though.
No doubt. Pierre Ferrand, don't muck around.
And then, of course, the star ingredient for the last few weeks. You're doing 15 mils of the rum bouillon spiced rum.
15?
15. Okay. If you do 50, you will be.
Party for one.
You will be sufficiently lit if you do that, so maybe don't do that. Good. And then what you want to do after that, basically pop a sufficient amount of ice in there. So it's got to...
Just normal ice as well. We're not
you can use normal ice, yeah.
They're like still fancy kind of mini cubes. They're not.
So enough that it's sticking out of the liquid because you're going to stir it down. So the ice is going to melt down in there anyway and give it the appropriate level of dilution. So stick your little bar spoon in there and give it a slow stir. You don't want to stir it too rapidly.
A little global warming microcosm sort of coming
up. I was going to say, we're going to have multiple lessons in this one today. It's quite nourishing. In the meantime, this one is garnished with an orange zest, which is basically a pretty solid piece of orange peel. So you get that off the orange and then take all the pith off the back or as much as you possibly can. And it's going to, I can't really describe it because I can't give you an image, but
you've just kind of, you've got it right down to the orange.
Yeah. So you want to, you probably even want to remove more than that basically, but that's, they're used for a lot of different things. For the original East India, they actually flamed the peel. So
well, they are flammable. It's a fun game that you learn at a young age.
It is quite fun. And you know, you learn a lot of valuable lessons. Eyebrows are lost, but ultimately, you know,
responsibly.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
So you have that one. You kind of do that while the beverage is sitting.
Oh, wow. You actually let the record show that Cassie has managed to melt the ice down to the height of the liquid. Mm-hmm. It's all while we were just having an instant conversation. She was doing something. John, what were you doing?
Right, with a slow, loving stir.
I have written down this recipe, which
left-handed
is,
as well.
This is proof that
gifted.
People could do this at home.
John's Ambie, don't worry about it.
If you didn't have time to write it all down, you can go to the BFM website under the podcast section or the BCast section. There are all of these recipes and more, and you can listen back to the podcast and get the recipe. So don't be shy.
You can hear me over and over again.
This bit will sound real weird. Like the listen back, the bit where you say listen back, it'll be like, wow. Like advertising the bit, and I'm already listening to it. But like, I'll probably now I've made it worse.
It's great that you have done this time travel in your own mind.
I love the complexities of time travel.
I'm sure we all spend a lot of time pondering on the complexities of time travel.
I'm a big fan of it.
Okay, so at this point, you can keep adding ice if you want to just sort of make the pour a little bit easier. So when you do pop your little pour in, so it kind of looks like. It's like a little strainer, but it looks like a little colander, the one that I have now. And usually you've got a bit more ice in there to balance the colander on, but it's not a big deal as long as you're not getting large chunks of ice getting through. So then basically you stick this little guy in here to block any of the ice coming through.
Sort of like the device is fitting inside of the glass, but whatever way it works, you're basically filtering the juice through the ice.
Absolutely. Your little julep strainer is doing that, and you've already washed your glass out with rum bouillon, so then you just do a nice little slow pour.
Oh, man, that's a good
one. And you should have a very delicious, slightly diluted liquid.
It looks kind of like a brandy.
Well, cognac is a form of brandy.
Oh, there we go. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, the more you know.
That was kind of a great observation, great answer, great moment, that one.
Look, we have a pretty good report.
Oh, the orange peel's getting
it. So it depends on what you want to do with this, really. You can run it around the rim, get a little bit of flavor on there. Yeah. You can just give it a squeeze, give it a zest, or you can flame it. But in our case, we just kind of drop the peel in there.
I can smell it from over here, and I'm about a meter and a half away.
Yeah, once you start giving it a bit of pressure and extracting it, it's very strong.
It's airborne at this point.
Very potent.
Now, do I have to be like some sort of movie star to get this drink?
Pinky out,
bucket?
100%. Look, suck the tummy in.
No, I'll allow you to have it now, but maybe you just put your name down, and in 4 to 6 weeks, you can have your East India.
Oh,
that
sounds great.
Gee whiz, it doesn't look, it's kind of a sleeper. It doesn't look like much.
No.
But from what you, all the stuff that's gone in, I mean, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4.
Some of the
about
best,
6 different bottles of stuff.
Some of the best cocktails are, though. Like,
yeah.
They're simple because they speak for themselves.
And everything's just getting along in there.
It's got a great nose, which is kind of deceiving. It's, you know, you've got the sweetness, I think, from the pineapple and from the orange. But then all the bitters.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of them. They've got a bit of a kick and they all play in really nicely. They're either quite heavily spiced, like the tiki, for example.
Yeah, I'm getting a big old spice buzz right now.
Yeah, the burlesque has like quite a peppery finish to it as well, so they all tie in.
Wow, actually, can I get a wow on that burlesque?
We're getting catcalls doing well.
Oh, man, this is complex. I don't know if I'm going to figure this out tonight.
You can figure it out
this
tomorrow.
This is another adult
this is
cocktail.
Big boy pants, and I'm wearing track pants.
You're wearing the comfy pants. Yeah. You can settle in with this bad boy.
Is there a moment or a time that I would enjoy this cocktail the most?
Back to time travel. Perfect. This
I feel
where I
like
want to
be. Sitting in the corner of Love Bucket on a cold night when there's warmth and there's delightful staff running around you.
Yeah, this is definitely, I feel like this, now I've got this a bit of a taste for it. This is kind of how a nice wintry,
yeah, wintry absolutely.
Cocktail. How long should I take to drink this? Because I worry about drinks like this, you know, or I'm just
it's a matter of personal opinion.
Like, you know, you're like nervous hanging out with people you don't know.
How much memory would you like to have?
Like, are we talking
evening?
Like half an hour to an hour? It should take you to longer.
I mean, you don't have to wait because you don't have any ice in there, so it's not like it's going to run down. But I mean, you want to knock it back so you can move on to the next delicious cocktail as well.
I feel like with this cocktail, you
maybe
need
have
to
a water in between though.
Please do.
Install a open fireplace.
Definitely.
Leather-bound books, John? Is that where you're headed? Okay.
BYO cat as well for lap cat and stroking.
What was it called again? One more time for everybody.
This is the East India Trading Co. It's an updated version of the East India, basically.
It's my mouth is accustomed to it now.
The first sip I was like,
you're out of your depth now, hungry.
There you go. You're having the experience many people were having when the spice trade opened up. You're getting accustomed.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Nice. Quite a metaphor.
Loving the enjoyment going on that side of the
It is quite nice,
quite
actually,
reassuring
to have a cocktail which has taken a moment to figure out.
Listeners, this is the manta rays, by the way, in the background, giving us these beats.
All right, at this point we should say thank you very much, Cassie. Thank you very much,
Love welcome.
Bucket, 309K Road. You guys have got some food. You got a special
We have French Fried in there doing a bit of a pop-up at the moment. They are going off. They're basically, as they suggest, doing French food, but it was absolutely getting slammed last night, so I'd recommend getting in as soon as you can. So it's off the hook. Really tasty stuff. The smells are quite overwhelming and amazing.
Nice one. And shall I thank Pierre Ferrand Cognac?
One more time, John.
And Abel Force Rum Bullion Spice Rum.
Pierre Ferrand.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Abel Force Rum Bullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road.